hopefully by then, and then I'll have to find people. I'm going to the States next Tuesday morning, so I have to find people for Thursday and Monday share. I'm going only for a week, so if anybody wants to volunteer, who desperately wants to give share and wants to volunteer for Daf Chav Vav, either Amud Aleph or Amud Beis, I'd be more than happy to give it over to you. Amud Beis is very interesting with Kedusha, different Kedushas, you know, Kedushas of Tefillin and Kedushas of stuff like that. Neither of the Dapim are overly hard. But anyway, we will get there. If anybody wants to volunteer, fantastic. If not, then we'll get somebody else to give shir. As it is, we are on Chav Dalet Amud Beis at the very, very last line, at the very, very last word. We're at the Mishnah there. And the Mishnah says, HaOmer Yevaruchucha Tovim. The Tovim will bless you. He who says, anybody who says, Tovim will bless you, saying to Hashem, the Tovim will bless you. Harezu derech minus. This is apikorsus. Why is it apikorsus? Because what you're saying is only the Tovim have the right to bless you, but Rishoyim have no right to bless you. And that's not true, because Hashem is mekabel the Rishoyim just like he's mekabel the Tovim. And so it's the wrong thing to say.
Tovim mean
Good people, right? That's how Rashi learns.
It's a funny lotion. Like,
Yeah. I agree.
Well, it's a tzaddikim.
I agree. That's how Rashi learns. Tosvos in the first pshat also says, Perish shemotzias haposhim min haklal, because you're excluding the poshim, meaning the chotim. But Rashi gives a second pshat. He says, Inami mishum demichzi kishtei rishuyos. It's almost like you're saying that there are two gods. Kiloimar, Elohim, Tovim. In other words, it's like you're saying Yivarchucha, Tovim. You're saying to Hashem that you, the Tovim, meaning two goods, you, Hashem, who is good, and some other God who is good, Yivarchucha, people will bless you. So it's like directing it towards the Tovim is referring to two gods, Hashem and some other God, Chalila. So it's, according to Tosos, the Tovim, because Tosos is also kind of troubled by your lush, by what you're saying, the lush of Tovim is kind of strange. He's saying the Tovim is a reference to God. And since it says plural God, it's like saying gods, that only, that they will bless you, gods, Chalila, as it were.
Don't take the bracha of Am Haaretz lightly, but this is, don't say the take bracha of a Russia lightly. I mean,
right.
In other words,
yeah, right. You shouldn't, right.
In other words, no way. There's a Havamina to get a bracha from a Russia. I know there's a Havamina to get a bracha.
Rishoyim have a right to daven to Hashem. They have a right to make a blessing.
What about Bilam?
If a person says that only the Tovim are allowed to give Archucha, only the Tovim are allowed to bless you, that's wrong. Because Rishoyim have a right to, even though he's a Rasha, it doesn't mean he's an Apikori, it doesn't mean he's Yotze Me'am Yisecha, he's just a Rasha.
This is talking about Tefillah.
What?
This is talking about Tefillah.
Yeah, or any Bracha. If a Rasha, let's say a guy is a Rasha, meaning he's a Gazlan. He's a Gazlan.
Right.
But he wants to make a Bracha. We say, no, only Yivarchucha Tovim. Only the Tovim are allowed to bless you. That's wrong. Your motzi the poshim, the chotim and aklal. So even though this guy is a gazlan, that doesn't mean he can't say a bracha. He can definitely say a bracha, and he has to say a bracha.
Maybe the havamina is that he's out of Am Yisrael now, he's a Russia, and until he does a tshuva, he has no right to do any mitzvot.
Right. He has no right to do any mitzvahs. That's wrong. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah is saying, you have no right to say, a person has no right to say that a Russia or a posheya, a guy who doesn't put on tefillin, he doesn't put on tefillin. So what? He doesn't put on tefillin, now he can't read Kriya Shema B'chalal. Because he can't put on tefillin. Well, that's a bad example. You're supposed to say Kriya Shema B'chalal. But because he doesn't put on tefillin, or because he doesn't daven three times a day, he doesn't daven, so then all of a sudden he can't keep Shabbos. No, he can't keep Shabbos. He can't make a Kiddush on Shabbos. What? That doesn't make any sense. Right? It's derech minus, in fact. The Mishnah calls it, it's apikorsis to say that only tovim, only good people can bless Hashem. It's wrong. Similarly, if a person says, al kan sipur yagiu rachamecha, because of the kan sipur, because you are so, your mercy reaches the kan sipur, because we know we have the mitzvah of shliuch hakein, so Hashem's rachamim reaches out to the kan sipur. That is wrong. We will see in the Gemara why that's wrong, but it's wrong. person shouldn't say that. Val tov yizacher shmecha. Your name should be remembered when you do good. That's also wrong. A person shouldn't say that. Gemara's going to say why. Modim, modim. Or if a guy says modim twice, mishaskin oso. For all these things, we quiet him down. We tell him be quiet.
He's adding to the lashonos.
He's doubling up. He's doubling up on the lashonos, and the Gemara is going to say, "What's the problem with doubling up on the lashonos?" Shtei rishuyos. Exactly. You're saying modim to you Hashem and modim to you other God. Chalila.
Chas v'shalom. There's two.
But he's adding onto Chazal's. He's adding onto Chazal's words.
He's adding what?
Are we talking about?
He's doing more than that. He's
talking about Shmona Esrei. What are we talking about?
No, stam.
No.
If a person stam says, in modim it says in Shmona Esrei, he says modim twice.
That's adding on to the Chazal.
No, not just adding on. It's doubling up.
There's
a different Gemara. It's not just adding on. There's another Gemara that you're referencing, I think. And the Gemara is going to get to it over here. That is adding on, and that is inappropriate. And the Gemara is going to say why that's inappropriate. This Mishnah is specifically referencing a person who doubles up on modim. When you say modim twice, what you're saying is modim to you, Hashem, and modim to you, Chalila, another God.
Listen.
And that is inappropriate. That is Meshaskin also.
Listen, he's a stutterer, of course, as a whole.
Oh, stutterer is a different din, and we're not talking about a stutterer. Furthermore, Hamachane ba'arayos, if a person gives a nickname to arayos, literally, machane means it gives a nickname, but here it means that he kind of translates arayos differently. In other words, he calls the arayos, instead of saying that they're actually erva, you're actually doing erva, you're doing an illicit action. Instead, the guy translates arayos as cursing. You know, your erva to your father is you're cursing your father. That's how he translates the erva,
but
he doesn't explain it as it's mamish erva. If a person does when the psukim and kedushin are talking about arayos with your father, with your mother, with your stepmother, v'chule, all these things, it's not to be taken not literally. It is to be taken literally. These are arayos, and therefore you're to be punished for arayos.
Yeah, but what about someone who teaches like little kids? You know, when they get to the
a different thing, and when he teaches little kids, so there are different ways to deal with it.
But you
don't say cursing.
But you can't be explicit either. You can't.
Well, you don't want to be explicit because, for 7-year-olds, it's a little bit.
You're marrying somebody who
TMI,
you shouldn't be
as they say.
Like,
what?
And like when my kids were small, they would say, "Yeah, they got married to someone they should not have married. They were not allowed to marry."
Yeah.
Right.
Married. Right. Exactly. Instead of calling it erva,
right.
You know, as some kind of relationship, we say marry.
Right.
You can't marry your father. All of a sudden, because it makes sense. I can't marry my father.
Right, right.
You know, like. But, exactly. That's what they call it. They call it marriage. Yeah, it's very good. Very swift. Very swift. Anyway, for that also, we are Meshaskin also. We quiet the guy down. And HaOmer, when the Pasuk says in the Torah, Umizaracha lo sitin laha'avir lamolech, we know what the molech is. The molech is that there were two fire. You know, there was two fires that they had, one beside the other, and a path in the middle, and a person would pass his son through the path in the middle, or some people say that it was actually a mamish, like a bonfire, and then he would throw his son into the bonfire. They have different shitas on how the molech worked. But anyway, this was all done for L'shem Avodah Zarah. And if a person translates the pasuk that umizaracha, your seed, lo sitin l'ha'avir l'molech, you should not give to the molech, you translate it as lo sitin la'abra, you should not give to la'abra ba'armayusa, to make a Armenian pregnant. In other words, you translate l'ha'avir, not to pass through, but l'ha'avir is to make pregnant. L'molech, you translate as armayusa, as making an Armenian pregnant for the sake of molech, for the sake of Avodah Zarah, meaning to bear a child for Avodah Zarah. So what you're doing is, you are misinterpreting, mistranslating, mis-explaining the pshat in the pasuk, and this is a problem. This is a problem, okay? Because then what you're doing is, the person who gives to the molech is chayiv misa, chayiv karis, and instead what you're saying is the translation is you're not allowed to have boel, you're not allowed to be boel a nachri, and being boel a nachri is chayiv skila and kareis.
You're changing the mitzvah. You're
changing the mitzvah. You're changing the punishment of the mitzvah. You're changing everything in the mitzvah. And for that, mishaskin esol benezifa. Not only do we quiet him down, but we give him the angry face. Nobody wants the angry face. Let me tell you. My kids are fine with me yelling at them, but when I give them the face, that's the worst.
Oh, the Mr. T look? The Mr. T look will kill you.
What?
The Mr. T look will kill you.
That Mr. T look will get you every time.
Hey.
Yeah.
Pity the fool changes the pussy.
Pity the fool. Anyway. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Modim Modim. I understand why Modim Modim is such a problem. The Mechzik Yishtevu Shuyos, because it looks like you are thanking multiple gods. Val Tov Yizacher Shmecha. And when the Mishnah says that when you say that which is good, people should remember you. So Nami, that's also wrong. Why? Demashma Al Tov in Val Ralo. It's mashma that people are only going to remember you, Hashem, if you do good. But if you do bad, what we perceive as bad, then people are not going to remember you. Utnan, and we have a Mishnah explicit in Brachos that says, Chayiv Adam Levarach Al Arak, Hashem Shuvchem Mervarach Al Tova. A person is chayiv to bless Hashem for that which he perceives to be bad, just as he is obligated to bless Hashem for that which is good. So we know certainly that a person can't say that Hashem is going to be remembered only for the good. Ella, but al kansi pur yagiu rachamecha. If a person says that your rachamim stretches to the kansipur, my time, what's wrong with that? It's a very nice thing you're saying. You're blessing Hashem for his mercy on the kansipur. So the Gemara says, pligi batri amoroi. There's a machlokis amoroi as to what is wrong with this statement. The Ma'arava in the West, in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yossi bar Avin, Rav Yossi bar Zvida. One of them, Chad Amar, Mipnei Shamatil Kina B'Maisa Bereshis. One of them is saying that it's going to create jealousy in Maisa Bereshis. Exactly how this jealousy is manifest, it's a little bit hard to understand. As well as the famous Rashi in Bereshis that says that the Yareach was jealous and he got upset, and why should I be like this? Shatzan, so Hashem minimized the Yareach, and these things are hard to understand in the kina of Maisa Bereshis. But be that as it may,
you're also limiting Hashem's rachamim.
What?
You're also limiting Hashem's rachamim. Any verbal dibur that we improvise to explain Hashem's greatness in any inyan, is limited.
That's an interesting hesber. It is a hesber that is offered by neither of these amoraim. But I hear what you're saying. I do hear what you're saying. I'm not saying it's wrong, and I'm not saying it's right. But it's wrong. So now, one of them says, "Mipnei shamatil kina b'maisa bereshis." One of them says, "Because you are creating jealousy in maisa bereshis because other animals, so to speak, are going to get upset that Hashem is showing rachamim dafka to the kansipur, but to no other animals." Chadam, or the other Amora, says, "I'll tell you what's wrong with that statement." Mipnei sha'osa midosav shalakarosh baruch hu rachamim ve'inan al gzeros. This Kansipur is a chok. It is a gzeiras Hashem. It is not, there's no tam, at least no explicit tam. A person can try to understand the tam, but there's no explicit tam in the Torah for the chok. It's a chok. So what you're doing is you are explaining the tam, and you're saying that the tam is because Hashem wants to show his rachamim. But it's not that this is the pshat. The pshat is it is simply... it's simply a gzeira. This is a gzeira Hashem. It's not to be mazbir. It's not to be mazbir that it's a rachamim issue. It's not a rachamim issue.
We have time in mitzvah.
What?
We have time in mitzvah for
Yeah, it's an interesting thing.
Even for kashrut,
between, I think it's Rambam and Ramban.
Yes.
About, they both say there's a reason for the mitzvah. One says, I think the Rambam says it's because you're being cruel to the animal. Okay. And the Ramban says, we don't know if animals can really feel cruelty or not, but if it's instilling cruelty in us by treating the animals, like with... when we treat animals cruelly, we become...
we make ourselves more cruel. All right. We make ourselves more animalistic. But I always understood a chok to be... there's a reason, it's just that a human mind cannot fathom it or understand it. It's something only in for the Rabbona Shalom, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, like with the look at the Parah Aduma. But I didn't realize there was like no reason. There is a reason, just something not within our own. Maybe I'm wrong, which I probably am.
Maybe you're right.
It is an interesting thing, because when it comes to gzeiros, we do have there is certainly a heter, And there's certainly there's what to be said for giving a tam for it. So it seems over here what the guy is saying is he's giving a tam. He's giving a tam that it's a rachne mishu. For some reason we're mishaskin also because we're saying there's no right. You have no right to do that. But Enechanami, I hear what you're saying.
Well, the machloket here. The machloket here.
Yeah, Enechanami.
I know the Gemara is even machriya. I mean.
She's saying according to this day, you shouldn't be giving a tam. But according to the other day, there's nothing wrong with giving a tam.
He's giving the wrong one.
Giving the wrong one, but perhaps, yeah. Okay, Enechanami. Enechanami, I hear. Yeah. I hear. Very good. Very good. All right.
I think the idea with Tom Mitzvahs is you're allowed to look for reasons, but you should never feel like you know with complete certainty what it is.
That's the reason.
That is perhaps what the Gemara is saying.
Because
okay.
If some empty question come and prove you wrong, then all of a sudden you have no way.
Correct.
No basis for giving the mitzvah.
Correct. Exactly.
There's no one reason for the mitzvah.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Infinite amounts of reasons.
Exactly. When you pin it down to one thing, then all of a sudden, if that reason no longer applies, then all of a sudden it's like your whole faith system is gone. It's like one guy told me. One guy pulled me aside. One of my family members pulled me aside, and he's like big into these Bible codes. He's like, "What do you think about these Bible codes? Aren't they awesome?" And I'm like, "They're cool, but I don't hang my hat on them. Like, if they work out and there's a code that works in it and it somehow alludes to the Purim store, great. Like, that's very cool. It gives you chizik. Very cool. But like, if all of a sudden you find that the code doesn't work, then what are you going to say? Then all of a sudden the Torah is not real. Like, I'm not going to hang my faith on a Torah code, Bible code. There's no question. Bible codes are probably very valid because the Torah is infinite and." Of course the Torah is alluding to future events. For sure. I'm totally molded to that. And it could be that Bible code is correct, but I'm not going to hang my emunah on it. And that's perhaps what the Gemara is saying here. You shouldn't be saying that this is the chok. The chok's reason is this. That's wrong. It's a chok. Understand yourself. I think that's the pshat. I think that's the better pshat. Okay, very good. I'm glad we flushed that out. Now we can cruise.
Okay.
Cruise. Whenever you say cruise, you gotta go like that, because that's how you do it. Now. He's like, this guy is such a nerd.
He's
such a dork.
He's so American.
Yeah. Oh, this guy. All right. Now, says the Gemara, Hahu denoch is coming to Rabba. There was a guy who came in front of Rabba, and Amar, he said, Ata chasta al kan tzipor, he said to Hashem, referencing Hashem, Ata Hashem, chasta al kan rach tzipor, you gave pity on the kan tzipor, Ata chuz rachim aleinu, therefore you should have pity and compassion upon us. He said that right in front of Rabba. And what did Rabba say? I'm a Rabba, kama yada hai merabana l'etsuye l'mare. Wow, what a praise that this guy gave to Hashem. What an unbelievable thing he did. So Amale Abaye said to Rabba, Rabba, come on, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you gotta quiet the guy down for that. You can't praise him. So then why did Rabba praise the guy? He didn't really praise him because he wanted to praise him. He just wanted to get Abaye's ear. He just wanted to sharpen Abaye. He just wanted to make Abaye realize what was going on so he can stir up Abaye's mind. But really, he didn't mean to say that this is praiseworthy. This is actually quite unpraiseworthy. It's very interesting.
What do you mean? He did it like a Rebbe does it to a Talmud? Did
yeah,
it's kind of a mistake.
What?
See if they're on the ball.
Yeah, see if you're on the ball. Like, you gotcha. It's a gotcha moment, you know? It's like, you know, when Abaye caught it, he's like, alright. Alright, you got me. Wait. Very good. I don't know.
Aren't these like the greatest minds in human history?
Yeah. They're like playing games and like, you know, they're throwing in jokes. I don't know. It's very strange, Gemara. I don't have an answer for it. But anyway, we go on. There was one guy who came in front of Rav Chanina, and he said the following blessing to Hashem, Amar, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibur, Hanora, Ha'adir, Vachazak, Vahamitz. This is the Gemara you're referencing. Yeah. The guy just went on and on about all these praises to Hashem. Amar Lay. So Rav Chanina said to him, Siamtinu l'shvachi demarech, have you completed the shvach of your master? Meaning, what are you doing going on and on about this? You think that if you were to give more praises than we have, Hagadol Hagibur Vahanora, that all of a sudden you're going to somehow encapsulate all of the praises of Hashem? Where do you think you get off by going on and on about all these praises? What you're doing is essentially limiting Hashem's praise by overpraising him.
So because I was told that Rabbi Eliyashiv's that song?
Yes.
Although the olam is nohag to put in their own tefillas in Shmona Esrei, some
yes.
people do it in Shema Kol Aleinu, other people do it at the end before you take it 3 steps back.
Yes.
Rav Eliyahu was mocking not to do it. He said, "Who are we to bring our own tefillas into a Kodesh Baruch
Hu
in Shmona Esrei?"
Now, wow. Well, wait a minute. Is that based on this Gemara?
Because no,
this
Gemara giving... I don't know if he was okay. asking that for the olam, but that was his chumra. He's, you know, that may have been his thing. He may have, no, you can't do
wow.
it.
Wow. That is so negative the
right.
tie.
Right.
You know? That is so negative the tie.
Right.
That's an amazing psak. It's very...
I don't know if it was a psak, by the
way. I don't
right, we don't know if it was a psak. I'd love to get him a core for that. Is that
no,
Rav
Eliyahu? It's known. It's not giving us from a it was known that he was mocking not to put in personal tefillas in Shmona Esrei. It's like a known thing.
He held that way for himself.
Yeah, could have been held that to himself. We don't know if he passed that to the Klal.
It's still a powerful...
Powerful, very powerful. It's an amazing thing. That's very, very negative tide. I would not be surprised if he held it for himself, but he wouldn't paskin it for the rabbi. Because I think that's a very... although maybe you're right. Maybe in fact if he held that it was wrong, that he would say, oh, you shouldn't do it. But anyway...
Maybe.
Could be, I don't know. But anyway, that's a very interesting thing. A very interesting... These are interesting Gemaras. Anyway, says the Gemara... so he said, how dare you start overpraising Hashem? Hashtahani Tlasa, these three praises, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora, that we say in Shmona Esrei, Ilav dekasvinu Moshe Baraisa, if not for the fact that Moshe himself said it in the Torah, Va'asu Knes Sagdola v'takninhu, and the Anshe Knes Sagdola came along when they were Mesakin the Tfilos, and they instituted that in the Tfilah, Anan Lo'amina Lahu, we would never have the audacity to even say those three, Va'atamart Kuli Hai, and you have the audacity to throw in even more, that takes guts, and you, my friend, are overzealous in your gutsiness. Mashal Adam. I'm giving you a mashal. It's like a mashal of a man. Shahilo Elif Alfe Alafim Dinre Zahav. He had tens and hundreds of thousands of golden coins. Bahayu Makalsin also, and they would praise him that he had Alfe Dinre Kesef, only silver coins. Meaning, you're giving such praise to Hashem, but you're really not praising him at all because you're actually minimizing what he actually has, the power and the ultimate qualities that Hashem has. You're actually limiting them by overexpressing them. Lo ganai hulo, isn't that a ganai for that person? Even though you're saying he has hundreds of thousands of silver coins, it's a very emotional. It stirs a lot of emotion out of you.
Choked up.
All of this talk about golden coins is very emotional.
Pass me a tissue, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Or a Coke, either one.
Absolutely.
Or a tea.
Yes.
Amar Rab Chanina, Rab Chanina said Viter, because he said the following. He said the previous din. He's going to say the following, which really has no bearing on what we just said before, but this is a new Agadata. Amar Rab Chanina, Hakol B'dei Shamayim Chutz Mi'ira Shamayim. Anybody who does not know this Gemara deserves a slap in the face. Because
I remember something getting laid out.
I don't think there is a man in the world, including the non-Jews, who do not know this Gemara. Everything is B'dei Shamayim Chutz Mi'ira Shamayim. You got to have Mi'ira Shamayim. Shenemar Ve'atoy Yisroh Ma Hashem Elokecha. Now, Hashem, what is it that Hashem asks from you? What does Hashem ask from you? All he's asking is liyira, is to fear him. So now says the Gemara, wait a minute, what do you mean ki'im? All he's asking is fear. You're telling me that yira is a small matter? Says the Gemara, actually, yeah, yira is a very small matter. Legabi Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa Zutrasahi. For Moshe Rabbeinu, yira was very, very small. It's like if you ask somebody who has for a kli gadol, for a very large vessel, v'yishlo, and he has a large vessel. Doma alav kli katan. So for him, it's like a small vessel because he already has it. So you're asking it from him. He's like, yeah, sure, you can have my big vessel. What's the big deal? But katan, if you ask for a
using Moshe Rabbeinu as the raya, that's the raya. That's a very difficult thing. You know, everything was easy for Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak.
So to speak, right? Exactly. There is a chiddush in this gemara, which I'll explain in a second. Katan, but if he has a small thing, ve'ainlo, and he doesn't even have that small thing, doma alav kli gadol, it becomes like a very large vessel. So what we're saying is, Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the Yira, for him it's no big deal. But for us, who don't have the Yira, even though a small amount of Yira is no big deal, for us who don't have it, it's a huge deal to have. What the Chiddush in his Gemara is, I think, what it's saying is that for Moshe Rabbeinu, having Yira was no big deal. That's a huge Chiddush, meaning that it seems like Moshe Rabbeinu was almost built in, almost born with the Yira. Because if Moshe wasn't and he worked very, very hard on the Yira, then it would still be a massive deal for him. And he wouldn't be saying, all Hashem asks is to fear him. He wouldn't say that because he would realize what it is to fear God, how much work it takes on a person's midos to get to the point of Yira. But Moshe didn't have that because it seems like Moshe was built in with the Yira, which is a pretty amazing thing, and also tells you that the Darga, A, the Darga that Moshe Rabbeinu was on, and B, the Darga that he had to get to in order for him to reach a Madrega greater than the Madrega he was born with. If he was already born with certain unbelievable qualities, he obviously had to work on himself even more to get to the status where he was even greater than that to be called a Moshe Rabbeinu who was one of the most perfect men on earth. Anyway, be that as it may, the Gemara goes on. Amar Reb Zeira Ha'omer Shma Shma. We were just talking about Modim Modim Mishaskenoso. Reb Zeira adds, if a person says Shma Shma, if he says Shma twice, Ka'omer modim modim dummy. It's as if he's saying modim dummim, modim modim, and he mishaskin also. It's very wrong to do it. Ay, frek the Gemara meisve. Hakoreh shma v'kofla. If a person reads the kriya shma and he doubles it up, he says shma twice. Hareza meguna. It is very disgraceful. Maguna hu dahavi. Yeah, disgraceful it might be. But shasuki lo mishaskinan le. But that doesn't mean that we quiet him down. We tell him to shut up. We don't tell him to shut up. We just, it's not right. It's not proper. But we don't tell him to shut up. So how can it be that Reb Zeira is saying, if you say Shema, Shema, it's like modim, modim, but it sounds from the Braisa like it's not. So it says, the Gemara lo kasha, hada amar milsa, milsa, vitanila. Hada amar psuka, psuka, vitanila. When do we say that it is only maguna, but it is not mishaskin or so? That's if he says Shema, Shema, Yisroel, Yisroel. So he says every word, and then repeats it. So that's silly. That's foolish. That's maguna. But it's not mishaskin or so. But if you say Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and you're saying it twice, the whole pasuk, it sounds like you're addressing one God, Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and another God, Shema Yisroel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That is mishaskin or so. That's like saying modim twice, the bracha of modim twice, and that is mishaskin or so. That is completely foul. We do not allow that at all. That's how Rashi learns it, that you're not allowed to say Shema, the pasuk of Shema, twice. The Rambam learns the Gemara the opposite way, that actually when you say Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, that is mishaskenoso. But if you say the whole pasuk, that's not a big deal. That according to the Rambam. Interestingly, lahalacha we paskin. Well, let's finish the Gemara until the two dots, and then I'll tell you how we paskin. Because it's very interesting. The conclusion of the Gemara is very interesting, especially in light of the way we paskin. But says the Gemara like this. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava. Rav Papa said to Rava, wait a minute. What is such a big deal with saying the pasuk twice? V'dilma mi'ikara lo kivein daite v'hashla kivein daite. Maybe the guy didn't have kavana the first time. He said Shema. This happens to me, unfortunately, almost every day. You say Shema, and you don't have kavana, so you're at a point where, like, I didn't have kavana for Shema, I gotta say Shema again. So what about that kind of guy? What's wrong with that? So Amar Leh, so Rava said back to Rav Papa, fascinating thing. Chavrusa klepe Shemaya. What, you think you could have a chavrusa with Hashem? Ilo mechavin daite. If the guy does not have kavana, machina leh bar zafta. Denafcha. We take an iron rake, or not even a rake, it's like a shovel. We take an iron shovel, adam echavin daite, and we hit him across the face until he has kavana. Meaning, Rav is saying, how dare you? You have no right to have a chavrusim with Hashem where you can say, my bad, let's do it again. You know? Take two. Take four.
But the halacha demands a take two.
Ah, very good. So that's very interesting. Exactly. The halacha says that you do a take two. That if you don't have kavana, you can say Shema Yisrael again. You should say it to yourself.
Then you get the rake.
Right, then you get the shovel over your head. Yes. But that's...
But at least you become the mitzvah before you broke your head.
Exactly! So before you got the three stooges, you got the Shema in there. But anyway, the halacha is that way. The halacha does say that you should say it quietly. So the halacha seems to be addressing this Gemara, that you don't want to mixi kishtei b'shuyos, so at least you want to say it quietly. But Lamaisa, despite the fact that Rava is very adamant very adamant against the Rav Papa, the halacha we do seem to paskin that in fact you can say it twice and it's not that big a deal. But the Gemara goes on. Tana Rav Yosef, Kalon Aviv, Kalon Ima. Sorry. Hamachane Barayos Meshaskin. So if a person gives a nickname to Arayos, meaning he doesn't call it Arayos, he doesn't say it's a relationship. Meshaskin also, Tana Rav Yosef, what does it mean that you give this kinoi? Kalon Aviv, Kalon Imo. Instead of saying Erevas Aviv, you're saying Kalon Aviv. It's the curse. You're disparaging your father. You're disparaging your mother. That is what the Torah is saying. That would be wrong, because that is taking the Torah out of context. Yeah, sometimes you don't want to say the Torah. You don't want to translate it exactly, because it's for Katanim or whatever it is. But nevertheless, it's wrong to mistranslate and misguide people in the correct translation. Furthermore, if a person says that the pasuk that your seed should not pass the molech, he translates as impregnating in Armenian. Tana de Rebbe Rav Yishmael b'Yisrael habal akutis. It's talking about a Yisrael who he misinterprets. Misexplains it as referring to a Yisrael who has bio with a kutis, the holy mimena ben l'avodah zara, and she begets a ben for avodah zara. That's hakasa medaber. That's what he says the pasuk is really talking about. That would be very wrong. And meshaskin also benezifa, with attitude, or as we call it in the hood, tood.
This was an avodah zara that took place prior to the giving of the Torah.
What?
This was an avodah zara that took place prior to the giving of the Torah.
Yeah, the molech. Yeah. And they probably did it. They did it afterwards also, because in the times of Nevi'im, there is reference to the molech.
Right.
The molech that happened in the Nevi'im. So it happened before then also. These were the Egyptian thingies to do this, and certainly afterwards also. And anybody who tries to do it is you're chayiv all these things. You're in big trouble. I would not advise it, or as they say, don't try this at home.
Plus, you may get some tachacha from your son.
Or even in public.
Right.
Or even
outside your home.
Now,
thank
if you want to get around the back door, you have Lag BaOmer to rely on.
You do have Lag BaOmer, and Lag BaOmer is matir everything.
Yes.
It's matir everything. It's a mitzvah daraisa and a docha.
Again, your son may be disappointed with your behavior.
Yes, exactly. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter, Maisa Ruvain Nikru Velo Matargim. The story of Ruvain, how he flipped over the bed of Bilhah, that can be read, but it cannot be translated. Maisa Tamar Nikru Matargim. We'll explain these in the Gemara. The Maisa of Tamar, Yehuda and Tamar, it can be read and explained. The Gemara will explain why you can do that. Maisa Egel Harisho Nikru Matargim. The Maisa Egel Harisho, meaning the actual Egel, that can be read and translated, the Hasheni, but when Aharon tells it over to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Nikra Velo Matargim, that is read in the Torah, but it is not translated. We will see in the Gemara why it is not translated. No, we will not see in the Gemara why it is not translated. I will tell you now why it is not translated. Sorry. We will learn the Gemara why it is not translated, and I will hold you off for that. Sorry, I'm going nuts here. Birkas Kohanim, Maisa David va'Amnon. Now, the story of David and Amnon is basically Amnon raped his sister. Amnon, David's son, raped his sister. His sister from a different mother, but they were sisters. And so that can be Nikroin v'lo Matargim. That can be read and not translated. And so true Birkas Kohanim cannot be translated. As we will see in the Gemara, why you cannot translate Birkas Kohanim, it seems like it should be a very positive thing. We'll see in the Gemara why. And it's a very interesting Gemara indeed as to why. And that brings in a Gemara in Brachos, which I'm not going to get to now. But Ein Maftirin b'Merkava, we're not allowed to do a Haftorah for the Maisa Merkava because it is completely inexplicable. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Yehuda allows it. He allows them to do it. You can do it. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, and we do it in fact. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Ein Maftirin Behodes Yerushalayim as Ta'avu Seha. Yerushalayim is to be notified about its Toevos. So because it references the Toevos that Klal Yisrael did in those times, in times of Yirmiyahu, so therefore it is considered a no-no, as they say in the old country. Anyway, Tanakh Rabbanan. We're gonna go try to get to the two dots today, if we can. Okay, this goes pretty quickly. Tana Rabbanan, Yesh Nikrin Umatargamin. There are what?
No.
We're gonna go to the two that's because I don't know if you got here because there's no shiur on Thursday.
Oh.
Unless you wanna come on Thursday night. I can teach just you in a drunken stupor.
Which two dots are you talking about?
The two dots, which are five lines past the at the start of the wide lines. Okay, there's a two dots at the very end of the line, and we're gonna get there hopefully. And
do half of the next omelet.
Exactly, and then on next Monday we will hopefully do a omelet and a half and catch up legami. And we're doing this again because Thursday night there is no shiur, so therefore we are going to push a little bit. Okay. There are those things that are read and translated, and there are things that are read and not translated. The Gra takes this out and says that's absolutely not true. We read everything, but we do not translate it. And the following things, as you would see, the simanim balat akan nashba are the simanim of the following things, and I'm testing you on these simanim balat akan and nashba. Okay, those are Arabic terms, and they mean probably something very foul, but they're just simanim for the following gemaras, which is probably more likely. Anyway, the following things are read and they are translated by a maturgaman. Maisa Bereishis Nikru Matargim. The Maisa Bereishis is translated and read. Shita says Gemara, well, of course it is. Why wouldn't it be? Why? What is objectionable to Bereishis? It says the Gemara, Mahu Detema Asli Shiyule Mala 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 Mata Malifne Mala Achor. A person might ask, but what came before Maisa Bereishis? And what comes after the world is done? And what comes above the Shamayim? What comes below the earth? The person is going to start asking about things that we cannot answer and things that we cannot even inquire about. Therefore, you might think that you cannot read or translate these things, kamash balan, that you can. Maisa lot ushte benosav. Notice I was going to read this as maisa lot vashti because I'm in the Purim mode, but I stopped myself before my stupidity took over. And in fact, we are not talking about lot and vashti. There is no connection in this Gemara between Lot and Vashti. Although I should, as Purim Torah, I should ask her Milenowitz why Vashti is drawn into Lot. Oh, he would absolutely love. Man, that's too bad.
He's running to catch a bus.
I know, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, seriously, he's going to get a bus by like 9. It's 9:07. He catches a 9:15.
I'm not going to do it. I don't have the guts.
I have the guts. I just don't want to hold him up. He's in a rush.
I'm not going to do it. Okay. Okay.
Ask him after the Mikra Megillah after. I'm poor, man.
Anyway. My salot. My salot to Shtei Benosav Nikrum Targim. So the Mice of Lot and his two daughters, whom of course he impregnated after the toppling of Sodom Ve'amoire. So that is Nikru Matargim, that can be read and translated. Says the Gemara Peshitta, well, that's obvious. Why not? It's just Lot. Says the Gemara Mahu Detema Nichush L'Chavod of Avraham. I might think that we should be Choshish for the covenant of Avraham, because all of this is a reflection of him. Kamash Balan, and we're not concerned about it. Now, what is the Havmin and the Maskan of this Gemara? I don't know. If we're so concerned, or if we think that we might be concerned about the covenant of Avraham, then what's the Kamash Balan? Kamash Balan that what? We're not concerned about the covenant of Avraham? What's changed?
I don't understand. In other words, what's...
Because Lot was... Who was Lot? If you ask who was Lot, you're not going to say, well, Lot was an individual in the Bible. You're going to say Lot was Avraham's nephew. Anytime Lot is brought up, it's always an association with Avraham. So therefore, the Gemara has a Havamina that the mice of Lot and his two daughters should not be translated. Why? Because anytime you think of Lot, you think of Avraham, and this Maguna Dika thing that Lot did is going to be associated with Avraham.
Okay, what about Dina?
What about Dina?
What about great Sadiqim in history?
What happened to Dina was not...
Right, Dina
not,
was on her fault. Yeah. I mean, maybe you say, Vatitzi Dina, Yatsanis. All right, I hear. But this Lot was a bad act. That was a foul act. That's what they call a 15-yard penalty. Okay?
You may have been kicked out of the game.
Might have been kicked out of the game. Flagrant, as
red
they call
card.
Red card, very good. What's the red card for? That's a soccer thing. He has a soccer thing? Red card? It's a soccer thing. These Brits. Okay, fine. Very good. Anyway, I don't know what the Gemara's maskana is here. Because in all of these other cases, most of these other cases, the Gemara has a maskana. Kamash Balan, that no, because of the following. Here there's no maskana. Anyway, Maisa Tamar v'Yehuda. Now, Yehuda goes and he has bio with Tamar. That's not exactly the best thing to do. Nikra Matargim, that can also be read and translated. Shitak says the Gemara, why not? Maud Tema, I might think Lichush the Kavod of the Yehuda. I might think we should be Choshesh for the Kavod of Yehuda. Kamash Malon Shavchehu. The Odi, it's a Shevach for him. He was Mode, meaning at the end of the day, Yehuda comes out smelling like roses.
Not really.
Kind of, yes. Kind of ish. Ish. Ish? Not ish.
Well,
a little bit.
He was Jewish.
What, he was Jewish. So he was Yehuda-ish. He was Jewish. Anyway, it's a tough crowd. But anyway, he does come out at least redeeming himself. At the very least, he redeems himself. Maisa Egel Harisho Nikro Matargim. The Maisa of Egel itself can be read and translated. Peshitta says Gemara, why not? Maud Tema Lichos Echvodon Shal Yisrael. I might think that we should be cautious and we should be concerned about the covenant of Yisrael who did this foul act. Kamash Balan Kol Shekein Denich Lehu Dahavi Lehu Kapara. So it says the Gemara Kamash Balan that actually no. By consistently and constantly reading and reminding ourselves of the Egel Azav, we're actually receiving a kapara for the Maisa that we did. So this Zikaron is actually working in our favor, and therefore it's actually a good thing that we both read it and translate it. Klolos the brachos and the Kronim Targum. Both the klolos and the brachos can be read and translated. Pshita says Gemara, why not? Maud Tema Nichush Dilma Paiga Da Taidu Sibura. I might think that people are going to start to lose hope with all of these klolos that are coming about them. People are going to start to feel very down. Kamash Malan, that we're not concerned about people's feelings. Get over it and read it. Azharos va'onshe nekruna metargamin, the warnings and the punishments can both be read and translated. Pshita says Gemara, why not? Maud tema nichosh dilma asalim meivad miira. I might think that after a person hears all of these azharos, all these warnings and these punishments, that a person is going to end up doing mitzvahs just out of fear because he's here. The mamisha pella. I'm always mafli. How David HaMelech can have sons like this. How can he have sons like this?
He's the paradigm of how we learn how to live with SARS. Because Tehillah.
Known in Avshalom. I mean, how could he not be an example to this kid? What happened?
Father-in-law was hunting him down, trying to kill him for years.
But the other thing I don't get
what
is...
What happened?
The other thing I don't get is, and I don't want to say anything bad about people who have these names, but people give these names to...
What's wrong with David?
No, Amnon and... I'm not an Absalom. Like, I wouldn't name my kids I'm not Absalom. I mean...
Oh, you're saying why are people calling them Amnon now? Yeah.
Yeah.
From families?
Avshalom. Yeah, Avshalom is I mean, I know somebody named Avshalom.
And Amnon, yeah.
Yeah. Do I know an Amnon? Oh, what? You're talking about the shoe store. You're talking about the shoe store? Oh, no, that's Nimrod. That's Nimrod. Sorry, I'm wrong guy. What? Isn't an Amnon also?
Amnon Yitzhak.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know an Amnon?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
Amnon Yitzchak.
What?
Amnon Yitzchak.
Amnon Yitzchak.
You don't
who's,
know that?
That's where from.
Who's that?
He's a Sephardic, Yemenite Sephardic.
Really?
He's a big Tshuva guy here in Eretz Yisrael.
Really?
He's Chazek people in Tshuva.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, maybe that's why he has Amnon. Anyway, so anyway, it's Gemara Pshita. It's obvious I can read these things. I might think that we should be concerned about the Yakar of David. It's interesting, the Gemara changes from Kavod to Yakar. Yakar is like an even higher status than Kavod. But we should be concerned about the covenant of David. Kamash Malan, that we are not concerned about the covenant of David. Again, why are we not concerned about the covenant of David? I don't know. Because anybody who hears about Avshalom is going to associate that with David. I don't know. Maisa Pelegesh Begiva. We know the story of Pelegesh Begiva, who was raped many times, died, and chopped up. The chule. This whole thing would happen in the Shevet of Binyamin, and Binyamin defended it, and it was a terrible thing. It was a terrible maisa for all of Klal Yisrael, who then ganged up on Binyamin and wiped up Binyamin. Very, very bad. But Binyamin defended this whole action. And therefore, it could be Nikro Matargim, it can be translated and read. Pshita says, Gemara, why not? I might think we should be concerned about the covet of Binyamin, who's really thrown under the bus for this whole thing. Rightfully so. Kamash Malan, that we don't care. Hodo es Yerushalayim es Tuav Oseha. The pasuk Hodo es Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is notified gives notification about its Tuav Oseha, about its Tuavos. Nikra Matargim, it can be read and translated. Pshita says Gemara, why not? Lafuki mid Rabbi Eliezer. This is going against the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, the Sanya Maisa Ba'adam Echad. There was once a story of a man, Shahayakori Lamalam Rabbi Eliezer. He was reading the Navi in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Hodu Yerushalayim is Tuav Oseha. He was reading this. Amr Lo, Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Ad She'ata Bodek B'Toevos Yerushalayim. Before you start talking about all of the disgusting things that the Bnei Yerushalayim did, Tseu Bodek B'Toevos Imech. Go check out the Toevos that your mother did. So that is like the ultimate. This is where the whole Yo Mama thing is coming
from. No,
this is like the Makor for the Yo Mama.
The brothers got it from us. The brothers got it from us.
Brothers got what brothers?
Black brothers.
The black brothers
got it. The homeboys.
Exactly. This is the riot. This is the riot right here. It's all in the Bible codes.
Absolutely.
It's all concerned with the Bible codes. Anyway, go check your mama, right? So
many of them named Jethro and
right, exactly, Jethro. Exactly. It all comes together.
Makes perfect sense.
Badku acharav. They in fact checked after this guy's mama. And umatsubo shemetz psul. And they found that in fact his mama was not such a nice mama. So what comes out is Rabbi Eliezer is actually against reading Hodo Yerushalayim, but it's mashma in the story, he's against it. And nevertheless, we paskin, we say that you can nikra umetargim, and in fact it can be without any problems.
And another thing is we have a heter now to use the term yomama from this gemara.
Exactly.
All right. That's legitimate. It's halacha.
Exactly. Let's, should we stop here?
Your
or mama. Go one more two dots. What do you say?
Your mama.
Stop here.
Stop here? Yeah? Okay, stop here. Shkoyach.
All right. Shkoyach. I mean, I don't decide, but that's my vote.
Purim Sameach.
Well, you decided.
Purim.
And I'm deeply offended. 46 minutes anyway. It's good time.
Anybody